We're going to, well, I don't know why, but we're going to turn it back over to those crazies at the Lost Discs radio show.
Thank you. We return you now.
Lost Discs Radio.
Jimmy, how long will it be?
Hold it. I'm supposed to say something on the microphone.
We interrupt this record for a special announcement. It seems there's been an invasion at the local airport.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
We take you now to the local airport where a foreign object has just landed.
Is it a plane? Is it a plane?
Yeah! This is Nutley at the local airport. Thousands of teenagers have gathered to get a closer look at the invaders. We're standing at the foot of the plane. The door is opening. There they are! Are you the ones that invaded the country?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jamming the airwaves day and night?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stealing the hearts of American girls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what do you have to say for yourselves? We're being invaded by four mobs!
Don't just stand there! Call the silly defense department!
What's the number?
This is the voice of silly defense. Civilians are urged to take cover.
Down by the riverside.
Military personnel are directed to report immediately.
Up on a roof.
The invaders are armed with 33s and 45s and all have records. Teenagers, we beg you, don't stop, don't look, don't listen.
This is Bunkley walking through the crowd. Young lady, what have you done to protect yourself?
What did you say?
I said, what have you done to protect yourself from the invaders?
You'll have to speak up, I've got beads in my ear.
But what would you do if a mop swept you off your feet?
Holding and kissing and squeezing and loving.
And your boyfriend here, what do you have to say?
Oh, goodbye, cruel world.
You're off to join the army.
I'm off to join the circus.
And we're off to join Nutley with the four mops.
Mops, you're sweeping the country. Barbershops are closing. Band clubs are breaking up. Singers are turning in their gold records. How do you like that?
Psst. Hey, Dingo, come here. Confidentially, between us guys, what do you expect to find here that you haven't got at home?
Two girls for every boy.
Does that mean you plan to take over the whole country?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
America, this is the end!
America, this is not the end. For future developments, stay tuned to this station.
Hey, listen, John.
I thought perhaps you'd could read a couple of, your writings there.
I certainly will, Murray. Hold on. Here. This one's called I Sat Be Lonely. Right. I sat be lonely down a tree, humbled, fat and small. A little lady sing to me, I couldn't see at all. I'm looking up and at the sky to find such wondrous voice. Puzzle, puzzle, wonder why I hear, but have no choice. Speak up, come forth, you ravel me, I potty menthol shout. I know you're hiddy by this tree, but still she won't come out. Such softly singing lulled me sleep an hour or two or so. I waked me slow and took a peep, and still no lady show. Then suddy on a little twig I thought I see a sight, a tiny little tiny pig that sing with all its might. I thought you were a lady, I giggle, well I may. To my surprise the lady got up and flew away. The end.
Thank you.
Yeah, there it goes. That's true, ladies and gentlemen. John Lennon giving it to you, folks. So you know what I'm saying? Here we are tonight at the top of the hour for the Lost Discs Radio Hour. Right, and John Lennon, of course, here kicking it off for our October edition, right, for Rockin' Radio and for Area 51 right now on WBCQ for your underground shortwave experience, 5110 kilohertz upper sideband. Ladies and gentlemen, it's true, it's October 2nd of 2010, and only a few days away from what would have been John Ono Lennon's 70th birthday. So we gave you a little live thing there that he did in 1975 on a TV special for the salute to Sir Lou, right?
Captain Lou?
Sir Lou Grade.
No.
Right? That's, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doc Brown is over there on the microphone. And he's saying things. All right, now Joe Stacks is on the phone. Yes, and Doc, listen, Doc has free access to his bike bell tonight. So, you know, the hijinks that will that will extend from that opportunity are endless. All right, Joe Stacks, let's see if we got the phone patch working. Joe, are you there, buddy?
I am, and you, by gosh, it's all true. And don't forget that John Ono Lennon's original name was Winston.
Ah, Winston Boogie Ono Lennon. Really, just... Chesty, by the way, is providing sound effects in the studio off mic, unfortunately, which if only we had another microphone hooked up, it would be very hilarious to you all. But anyway, here we are sitting and doing our October edition for Rockin' Radio. What can I tell you? Joe, you want to say anything real quick about Sir Lou? Because this is kind of a touchy subject. You know, John Lennon is invited and appears on this live TV broadcast. By the way, his last live performance ever was on the Salute to Sir Lou in 1975. So that's one of his last live songs ever. Joe, people are asking, who in the world was Sir Lou Grade?
Well, Sir Lou was a British entrepreneur, kind of a media mogul, if you like. He did a lot of television production with the early independent channels. You may have heard of a company called,
ITC.
ITV.
ITC.
He was responsible for producing, among other things, shows like UFO.
Yeah.
Space 1999.
Thunderbirds.
Show.
Thunderbirds, Joe.
Thunderbirds. All the Gerry Anderson stuff with the puppets.
Yeah.
And interestingly, he has a history with the Beatles because he and his publishing company bought Northern Songs in 1969.
Right.
So I don't know if that was during a period when, you know, maybe John was called in to try to make nice when the Beatles were trying to purchase their own catalog back.
Right.
The world may never know.
And then it's his company, Sir Lou's company, that then ended up selling it to Michael Jackson in the 1980s. Right? You see how deep this cuts, ladies and gentlemen? All right, well, folks, we know you're out there. We know you're listening on shortwave, and we know you're listening on the internet stream. We have about 11 people on our stream, plus another two or three on the Grits radio stream where we're being relayed. And now we've just heard in that Yukon Jack is relaying us also on his stream.
In the Yukon?
I don't know where Yukon Jack is, but he has it relaying on 92.9 FM. Now, listen, Chesty, he has it relaying on his local FM repeater. 92.9. You dig? So we're out there, and folks, if you want to get in on the action, you know what to do. Go ahead, Doc, tell them what to do.
Yeah, just get in touch with us somehow,
and
maybe through an email or something.
Yeah, do it.
The Lost Discs Radio Show. Lost Discs Radio.
Show.
Right.
Lost Discs Radio.
This is an alert to Sir Lou.
Oh, my God.
The...
You don't use the word show. Say it again.
But you do use the letter C. No. Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
Right. Spell the word discs with a C. And well, seriously, give Chesty a microphone. I can't stand it. She's got some good stuff going. Folks, here we are tonight giving it to you exclusively now off the Sidewalk Records label as we do every year. another version, Season of the Witch, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
Radio.
Try it. Your mind will snap to action.
Discs Radio,
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant Replay.
Travel through amazing three-dimensional galaxies.
Rockin' Radio.
Sound of the Monotones, coming to you right off the Argo record label, ladies and gentlemen. As you know,
is that in stereo?
As we all know, you know, if you had a stereo copy of that, Doc, it'd be worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
that was the monophonic copy out of 1958, their third record on the Argo label. That means it's two records away from their monster smash hit that everybody knows. Come on, sing it. Come on, Buzz, join in.
The Monotones.
Wonder who.
Who wrote the book of love?
See, Dr. Doc Brown knows the Book of Love by the Monotones, a big smash hit back in 58. They never followed it up with any other chart success. But there you had them tonight on your underground experience on the original 45 of the Argo label, folks. You understand what I'm saying to you? All right, so anyway, but the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And before that, you know, we had two versions, Doc, of October Country.
October Country, right.
Now see, first of all, here's what you may not be aware of. There was a group called October Country.
There was a song.
They put out a song, October Country, on the Epic label. Produced by Michael Lloyd, and we love Michael Lloyd because he was from...
The Monkees.
West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band, right? And you're thinking of Chip Douglas.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
He also has two first names.
Thank you. Yeah. And I don't mean the kid who played Ernie on My Three Sons. I'm talking about the guy who played bass and produced the Monkees' Headquarters albums in 67.
Oh, okay.
And a few other things.
But the mic, well, right. And, well, like MFQ, right? Wasn't he modern
folk
quartet?
He was a turtle. He played on Happy Together.
There you go. All right. But see, Michael Lloyd.
That's who I was thinking of.
Right. See, Doc. Doc, you know so much that you just get it all sort of confabulated in your head. You don't know which fact to pull out at the right time sometimes.
Yeah.
Michael Lloyd wrote October Country and apparently produced it. At some point, Doc, in our storied past, we've actually gotten an email into this very radio program from the bass player, or at least the guy who claimed to be the bass player from October Country.
Why would he lie?
Why would you email someone and make that up?
Right.
Specifically that, right? And at any rate, long story short, we followed it up with a group called the Raw Edge. Also, interestingly enough, on the Sidewalk record label, we got the 45 promo copy on that one. And this one is also produced by Michael Lloyd. I'm going to turn it over to Joe Stax now to fill you in the gaps between the both of these records. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I'm not sure where to go because the Raw Edge seems to have only been on around for one single on the Sidewalk label.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I was trying to look this up. It was suggested from my reliable sources that the Raw Edge version of October Country may have actually just been the version of October Country as done by The Smoke.
Yes.
Just with a different, just under a different name.
Yes.
And who was involved with The Smoke, you say?
Yes.
Michael Lloyd.
See how this guy gets around? Sleeps around. All right. So anyway, yes. Now, of course, that's the American group, the West Coast group, The Smoke, not to be confused with the British group of the same name, The Smoke, who did, you know, hits like My Friend Jack and whatnot. Right? Is that right, Joe?
That's right, Jim.
Thank you. Seriously, man. Okay, so anyway, let's backtrack because we kicked off that set with The Mugwumps. On the Sidewalk record label LP, this was from a compilation called Freak Out USA. Doc, Freak Out USA.
Nice.
Are you okay with that?
I'm perfectly fine with that.
I don't know if you're okay with that. Let's see. We got it there by the Mugwumps doing their version of Season of the Witch, a nice rave-up version. And Doc, or Joe, this makes us very confused because, of course, we know that the Mugwumps in the middle 60s were a group containing people like Mama Cass Elliott, who went on to be in the Mamas and Papas.
Oh, yeah.
Zalianowski, who went on to be...
A member of the Lovin' Spoonful.
Right. But now we think what? Now, this can't be the same Mugwumps containing that lineup.
I mean, it looks like this group of Mugwumps, who should be maybe referred to as not those Mugwumps...
Yes. No.
May have been a studio concoction, on the Sidewalk label. So they're L.A.-based. And, in addition to this cover of Season of the Witch, their first single on Sidewalk included a cover of Jug Band Music, which, as we all know, is the Lovin' Spoonful.
Right. All right, so anyway, you know, the mystery continues about the mugwumps, but there it was, folks. Doc, I was just saying off mic before, which it's notable to note, that we've done a different version of Season of the Witch on this program every year, every October, since 2001. How do you feel?
That's nine.
And how do you feel? All right. Doc, you didn't chime in when we mentioned the Argo label. I'm giving you a chance now, real quick.
Oh, you mean like Jason and the Argonauts?
All right, well, if you're going to go for the obvious reference. Okay, now, look, now, Doc, while I have you on
what
the
microphone. Do you want me to say argon?
While I have you on the microphone,
Low-E
Doc.
Glass? You get a tax credit if you buy windows with argon in them.
I Doc, do you know?
Ergo, your tax dollars at work.
Okay. Now, Doc, while you're in the mood for chatting on the microphone, you know, you know that we kicked off the show with one of those crazy break-in records.
Sure, the novelty ones.
The novelty thing, which, of course, was made famous by Buchanan and Goodman.
Oh, was that the one?
Here we go.
All right.
Okay, now the one that we played.
Oh, is it on a turntable?
The one that we played was not Buchanan and Goodman. It was Buchanan and Greenfield out of 1964 doing a thing called The Invasion, which, of course, was parodying the whole British invasion,
which tied in with the whole John Lennon
thing at the top of the hour. Yes.
Yeah.
The original Flying Saucer, part one and part two.
Yep.
Okay, now we've heard in on the email from a guy named Gary Myers. Now, Gary Myers is a West Coast session drummer. Okay, he's been gigging now for many years. He has a long, illustrated history. He's played with all the greats. Okay, he's still out there, still going strong. And he's the guy that used to email into the show and be very critical of us, and we got off on a bad foot with him. You remember how we got off on such a bad foot with him?
Yeah, speak for yourself.
About a year ago when he was pissing you off, Doc, and he was making fun of Weasley Steve and stuff.
No. Okay. You know, you're stirring up trouble.
No.
I mean, he said something about he played the bongos or something, right? And we finally started talking about how he did that gig at the Yale Lawn Club that time.
Now, he turns out to be a good guy. He's been emailing in. He still listens to the show, and he emails in, you know, different stuff about the records that we spin, stuff that memories that he'd like to share about them and stuff, and it's great. We're having a great rapport with this guy now. So on our last show, last month, we were spinning some records backwards, right, live on the turntable. And he emailed in, and he said the first backward record experience he remembers is with the Flying Saucer record by Buchanan and Goodman. And when they ask the alien who comes down to Earth if he's going to, like, you know, eat all the human beings on planet Earth or something, he says some gibberish thing. But when you play the record backwards,
what
does it say?
Well, we can't. We have to do it. We have to try it. Let's see if people can hear it.
What are we listening for, Doc? You know.
We're listening for something, but I want to hear it.
You want to hear it?
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna make my own decision about whether this is...
All right. It's no snap judgments here. Let's listen to this.
Right.
Here comes the side two of the record. If we could get the level up. We're off the turntable for you.
We are not going to interrupt this record.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. The Flying Saucer has landed again. Washington. The Secretary of Defense has just said...
Ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
And this is John Cameron, Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world?
Snap at the earth, because...
And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't worry.
No, wait, no, there it was, right there. When he says, have you come to conquer the world? And he does the thing, right?
The guy goes like, shnong, 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 you want.
Now we'll play it backwards and we'll see what was he saying. Here comes in the backwards revolution.
Washington, Secretary of Defense.
All right, fantastic.
That's very cool.
That's his first memory of playing records backwards, where the guy says Secretary of Defense.
Clear as day.
Clear as you can hear it, right? Steve, did you catch that?
I caught it.
Are you all right?
I think we need to do it again. Oh, come on, one more time.
I can't. All right, stand by. Here we go.
You come to conquer the world.
Snap at the earth, because shop.
And now would you repeat that in English?
Here we go. Spin it backwards for you, folks.
Washing Secretary of Defense.
All right,
there you go. Out of 1956. What can I tell you? All right, so there you go. So we're spinning that for some memories of some of our Rockin' Radio listeners, folks. And you should check them out over there on rockinradio.com, where we still have stuff going as opposed to our own website, Doc. Give Weedley Steve the microphone. Tell us the URL for our new website we've been doing.
That would be lostdiscsradio.com. And discs with a C.
That's right. All right, so.
Wow, no more tripods.
No, just lostdiscsradio.com and spell the word discs with a C. He's right on that, you know?
Steve has some talent.
So anyways, here we go now. Now, this is very exciting. Speaking of October, as you've noticed, we're spinning some sort of, you know, ghostly Halloween spook-type records, I guess. And here comes a thing off the Profonics label. We got to give this one over to Joe Stacks to give us the deal on a group called The Seventh Court.
Well, you know, there's not a lot on The Seventh Court other than, you know, they cut a couple of singles off with the Profonics label.
What?
Seems to have been associated with a couple of other labels, including Van Gogh,
yep.
Ibrasonic, and my personal favorite, Coconut Groove.
Whoa.
Yeah, so somewhere out of the Midwest, maybe?
Okay.
Or, I mean, they featured groups. I mean, the Coconut Groove label had stuff like the Cherry Slush, Soul Incorporated, you know, some other ones like Fred Buchanan and the Sheiks, maybe a little lesser known. But that's as much as I know. You know, rumor has it, if you look at that Cherry Slush 45 one of these days on the USA label,
yep.
You'll see a little credit down there in the corner that it was produced by the Profonics label. All you right. know, that's as much as I know, and I know nothing more.
All right. Well, here comes then, right off the 45 on the Profonics, The Seventh Court with the out-of-sight sounds of The One-Eyed Witch. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
You know you got sickness, but you don't know which. So you go and see the one-eyed witch. You know you got sickness, but you don't know which. So you go and see the one-eyed witch. She says you're not well, but you're filthy rich. That's the one from the Wishing Gardens. That's how they go outside the barn. Hey! Son, you've been eating too much. Your brother ran away with a Midas touch. She says, my son, you've been eating too much. Your brother ran away with a Midas touch. Give away your money, it's a horrible crutch. That's the one from the Western Goblins. That's how they go outside the problem. She's got a cousin who's just your size. Let her take away your fat gaudy eyes. She's got a cousin who's just your size. Who needs your collagen matches ties. That's the one from the Wishing Goblins. That's how the goblins solve the problems. Says the witch as you leave in a panic. What's the meaning of this very strange attic? Come back, says the witch as you leave in a panic. What's the meaning of this very strange attic? You left your footprints in the bathroom rabbit. That's the word from the witch and goblins. That's how they gonna solve the problem.
That song played by some wicked, vile, vulgar disc jockey on some heathen radio station.
Radio!
It's a riot of lovely girls, plus loads of music and laughter as you follow these hilarious oddballs. Always leading with their chin.
Duke, I goofed.
Always behind the eight ball.
Duke.
Always leading with their chin.
See, I like some of the oldies.
Tons of things that I have absolutely never heard of.
Hey, why don't you play some music?
Yeah,
She's a beauty and a queen. And all my troubles disappear when she comes on the scene.
There it goes. Off the Lorry label tonight, folks. The mediocre sounds there of the Fifth Order. A Thousand Devils Chasing Me. And yes. Right before that, it was the Seventh Court with the One-Eyed Witch. Come on. Where are you going to hear that stuff, folks? That's why you're here. You want to hear that stuff, you know. Joe, real quick, the Fifth Order. Do we know about these guys? Do we even care?
I don't know if we care, but I can tell you these cats were from Columbus, Ohio. The Lorry 45 was their only breakout from the regional scene. They had a couple of it was originally on the Counterpart label. They'd put out another single. The Seeds sounded like Going Too Far.
You mean pushing too hard?
Oh no, Going Too Far.
Oh, I see. They're trying to sound like the Seeds.
You have a little slightly tougher punk sound.
Yeah.
When they're going too far.
Yeah. All right. So there you go, folks. You know what I'm saying? Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh. This is Jim E. Knight sitting in here with you on the Lost Disc Radio Hour. It's true. Dr. Doug Brown is on the microphone, sort of. Weasley Steve and Buzz are in the studio, and Chesty is off mic somewhere. By the way, we've heard in on the email from Uncle Jason, as he calls himself, up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, who's listening on the internet stream tonight. And he says he wants Chesty to behave himself and get on the damn microphone. And we want to know if you're hearing us either on the internet stream or on the shortwave radio, or if you're over at rockandradio.com, drop it in the email to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Hey, give us a signal report, you know what I'm saying? And we'll shout back at you with some QSL response. Here comes a record for October. It's on the Cub record label, the Out of Sight Sound. From 1961 of the Fortunes, it's the Ghoul in School.
I was lying in my bed in school out of town when all of a sudden I heard a horrible sound. There was a ghoul in school. There was a ghoul in school. He said,
I got to dance in your room because there's no room in my tomb to do the ghoul.
Yes, he did. I was shaking.
Oh my god.
And get this.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Well, if she's a monster or an ape or some kind of fiend, maybe we've got our killer. Send her in.
Send her in.
All right, Chesty, what you got on the tab?
Send me in. I have on Mala record labels, The Box Tops doing I Must Be the Devil, and a little bit back, Alex Chilton passed away, and and he sings and he wrote this, and it's kind of bluesy. I think you'll like it.
Wildest trip anybody can ever take.
Rockin' Radio.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. Going home, my baby wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby wrote me a letter. Well, he wrote me a letter, said he couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? You give me a ticket for an airplane. I said I ain't got no time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone and I'm a-going home. My baby wrote me a letter. You know he wrote me a letter. Said he couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? For an airplane, I ain't got no time to mess around with a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby threw me a letter. I said, my baby threw me a letter. Oh Lord, my baby.
I'm not laughing.
Way it is, folks. You know what I'm saying? We're doing what we can this hour here on Lost Discs Radio. The out of sight sounds there in the background of Dick Wolf and his Wolverines on the Admiral label. Giving you a Sigma 7. Now, you know, the Sigma 7 Mercury spacecraft orbited the Earth 6 times back in 1962. On October 3rd of 1962. So here he is, cashing in on the whole Telstar craze. Folks. Dr. Doc Brown providing priceless sound effects for your journey into the ionosphere tonight. Through the auspices of WBCQ, of course, Monticello, Maine, USA, on the upper slob band frequency of 5110 kilohertz. Underground shortwave experience, of course, folks. And, well, unfortunately, we've only heard in from Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and he's listening on the internet stream. So where's the sport in that, ladies and gentlemen? Last chance to get in on the email tonight. We'll be doing it now in the next 5 minutes to LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. And while we're waiting for that fabulous email to come in, let's just give him a little bit of Chuck Berry action, shall we? That's the way John Lennon would have wanted it. Oh, wait, that's not Chuck Berry. That's not. Oh, man. That's... yeah. Somebody please put me out of my misery. Now, this is the way Lennon would have wanted to go out tonight, right? You know what I'm saying, folks?
I bought a brand new airmobile. It bust on me. It was a light deal with a powerful motor and some hideaway wings. Pushing on the button and you will hear her sing. Now you can't get me. Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. New Jersey Turnpike in the wee wee hours. I was rolling slow because of drizzling showers. Yeah, come a flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye-bye New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me. If you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. Flying with my baby last Saturday night. Putting a gray cloud floating in sight. Big full moon shining up above. Huddle up, honey, be my love. Sweetest little thing I ever seen. I'm gonna name control, radio tune to rock and roll. 2-3 hours done past the fire. Altitude dropped to 505. Fuel consumption way too fast. Let's get on home before we run out of gas. Now you can't catch me. No, baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get
it's worth noting, folks, that we've been relayed on 1610 AM in Kent, Ohio tonight, as well as 6925 Upper Side Band Shortwave Experience, as well as Yukon Jack's Local FM and Brad at Grits Radio's Local Stream and FM Transportation Modulation Frequency Device, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of Brad of Grits Radio, where Cosmic Debris is right now, and for them relaying us up to the transmitter in Monticello, Maine, we're going to go out on a rare Batman theme from Peter DeAngelis on the ABC Paramount label, folks, you know? And that's going to do it for our October audition edition here on rockinradio.com. Stay tuned if you are listening through the auspices of rockandradio.com at Live 365 for the RLT Archives Music Magazine coming up next. As well as the fantabulous Memory Lane show with Lane Quigley. And, of course, not to be outdone, the out-of-sight sounds of the electrophonic Brian Phillips. And, as always, we'll catch you next month here on Lost Discs Radio. And thank you, of course, to all the craziness in the studio, and especially to Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh.
Yo, all.
Hey, all right, thanks for being with us, Joe. It's always a fantastic ride having you on board.
Always. Yep.
All right. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.
However, the flying saucers are still around.
The end.